like Ali, die like Hussein. Live like Ali, die like Hussein. Live like Ali.
Is put forth, and that is Ya Latharat al-Hussein. This is an important slogan. The hadith says that the angels, when they came to know of what is transpiring in Karbala, they wanted to go and help Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. According to the hadith, when we're talking about supernatural beings, when we are talking about angels, when we are talking about the unseen, the description of it is usually somewhat symbolic. In other words, it shouldn't be taken at face value. I will express what the hadith says, but please don't take it at face value. It says that they arrived there late. That has a meaning, which I don't want to get into. It says they arrived there late and they saw Abu Abdullah al-Hussein has already been martyred. And what they started to do is that they started chanting the slogan, Ya Latharat al-Hussein. And they will keep doing that until the day that this actually materializes. What does this mean? Sometimes, Thar, we have that in Ziyarat Ashura, it was just recited beautifully. We call Abu Abdullah al-Hussein Tharullah. Ever wonder what that means? I don't know what exactly it's been translated. I haven't seen the English translations of Mafatih al-Janan or other dua books that have tried to translate this. In some of the languages, including in Farsi, sometimes they translate that as the blood of God. Okay. Tharullah, they translate Thar as blood. That's not a very accurate translation. What it means is Thar of a person is the person or the people who are trying to take revenge for an oppression that has taken place upon someone that they have some form of relationship with. So if I were to be chanting, or if I would want to stand and rise up and try to take revenge against the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt, the enemies of Imam al-Hussein, those who created the atrocities in Karbala that we know, and I would want to try to go against them, bring them to justice, I would be the Thar of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Sometimes, instead of saying that a person is the Thar of, let's say, Imam al-Hussein, they say Tharullah, for example, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that will be taking revenge for Imam al-Hussein. So we have this in Ziyarat Ashura. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that's going to be taking revenge for Imam al-Hussein, what happened to Imam al-Hussein. But whenever we attribute anything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Thar, or you say Imam al-Hussein is Tharullah, in other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be taking revenge, that doesn't mean, as we've seen in history, that somehow supernaturally some angel is sent and sets, let's say, Yazid on fire. Doesn't happen like that. He doesn't send an angel to set Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad on fire, for example, or to bring him to justice in one way or the other. Many times when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He does things, He does it through the believers. We have this in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He punishes the disbelievers with the hands of the believers, with the authority and the power of the believers. So Tharullah didn't mean and doesn't mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to supernaturally take revenge. It means through the believers. This is important. We're going to see how that's going to be very important. So this is a slogan that is chanted. We say this with regards to, as we say in Ziyarat Ashura, we say Imam al-Hussein is Tharullah. We explain what that means.